Blog Talk Radio.
In addition to the Super Cup guys and gals being here, is also the local division. It's a beautiful day for racing, so come on out. We'll be making our rounds through the pit and around the track all night long, so be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter to catch all of our live videos. We'll be talking with drivers of the Super Cup, as well as catching up with Aaron Creed, who is the PR director for the series. So be sure to look for all that. We've already done a few live videos already. Keep it tuned right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network all night long. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
Come on, 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 come on
All right, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show, and we are live with the Mobile 357 Woodworks Studios here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. And we had a little technical difficulties there for just a hot minute, but we are coming to you live now. I am joined by Christina, my co-host. She has graciously been able to come on and talk with me. I'm joining you all live here on the Barbasol Shave phone lines as well. So it's going to be a great day. We've already been here at the track since about 11:30 this morning, getting some stuff set up, making our rounds around the track, talking to Aaron, talking to some of the other drivers that are here. We are at Midvale Speedway here in Midvale, Ohio, just about a half hour, 40-minute drive for us to come down here. So a little bit closer, no hotel needed, just a little bit of fuel to get down here. So that's always nice when we have a close track to go to, like Midvale or Wayne County even. This is a 3/10 mile asphalt track. The grandstands are open. There are people here already. The stands are filling up. The pits are full. Along with the Super Cup Stock Car Series, there's also the local divisions racing today as well. We got some compacts, we got modifieds, we got super stocks all here with the Super Cup guys and gals. I say gals because there are a couple girls that do race with the Super Cup Stock Car Series. So we will we'll highlight some of that. The order for tonight, they've already done qualifying for all the divisions, including the Super Cup guys. We've got a brief intermission coming up. I believe they're going to get the track cleared up and ready, and then we'll have the first local feature, and then after that will be the first of two Twin 50-lap races for the Super Cup Stock Car Series. And we've had qualifying, as I said already. Christina, I'll bring you on now. Today we are also presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. I believe I said that right. Go to hardcorefishandgame.com for all of your fishing and hunting apparel. Be sure to check them out today. And if you do go there and find some merchandise that you would like to purchase, you can use promo code HF, as in fish, G20, and that'll get you 20% off your entire order. Christina, tell us a little bit more, tell some of our listeners a little bit more about Hardcore Fish and Game. You introduced them last night on the show. They are a new sponsor to the show and somebody that you know very familiar.
So Hardcore Fish and Game is owned by, a great friend of the show. Actually, back in the day when Slicks and Sticks did, about four shows a week.
It was a lot.
We did Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. I don't know. I don't know how I had a life, but Chuck Efall is the owner and operator of this. So is his wife Morgan, and after his NASCAR, he kind of went back to what he loves, which is hunting and fishing, down deep sea fishing, and all kinds of fishing. So it's pretty cool that they decided to partner up with us a little bit and do some stuff, and it's bring back some oldies and some goodies, and that's why Hardcore Fish and Game will be joining us pretty much the rest of the year, off and on all year. And I got my first package already. Guys, I don't hunt or fish. Me hunting could probably scare everybody in the country, but. We got our first shipment in. We're going to probably be going out to the beach tomorrow, and I'll snap some pictures of my hat and Jim's hat we got pretty cool stuff. And obviously, if you guys want to check it out, go to hardcorefishandgame.com. And they're right out of Mooresville, North Carolina. So, you know, home central, NASCAR central. And they're going to be moving, you know, a little bit. They have some product that's already down here in Florida. And I have my stuff was shipped from Mooresville to here, which they do that. And they do it quite, you know, very fast. Literally 2 days, guys. Got my stuff in 2 days. And I had free shipping, so I didn't pay extra to have it, like, rushed or anything like that. So that's really cool. And the 20% nice. Off your entire order code really help. You know, I still have free shipping with my promo code. So that's the beauty of it. If you go to their Facebook page, they're going to be debuting, you know, a new logo, some new stuff they have coming out soon, too. But check them out. I mean, this is going to be a long-time, you know, deal for all of us. And, I mean, they got some pretty cool hats and sunglasses and those really cool fishing shirts everyone loves.
Nice, nice. It is always nice when we have new companies joining the show. Kind of just solidifies to us, Christina, that we are growing and that we're gaining attention. And companies want to join us and be with us and be our partners. So that's always fun and exciting. Love to see that. A little bit about Midvale Speedway. Of course, Super Cup Stock Car Series tries to come here once a year. Last year didn't happen. We had Aaron Creed on a few weeks ago talking about this season. And last year they were one of the entities that you could say got hit hard with the whole pandemic. And their season was canceled last year, so they were not here. But they usually come once a year. And a couple years ago, actually June of 2018, Bob Shack made the he set the track record for the Super Cup Stock Car Series, and that was a 14.473. Now, Christina, I told you we've already done qualifying for the Super Cup guys, and Bob broke his own track record today. He laid down a new fast time, and actually it got him the pole at 14.416 around this beautiful 0.3-mile asphalt track. They got some new asphalt in the corners on the inside lane, and evidently it got hooked up, and Bob was hooked up, and he's been fast all day. He's unloaded fast, and I think it's going to be a good race.
It sounds like you've definitely got it, like, dialed in and tuned in. I saw earlier when they announced that he broke his own track record. So, yeah, I may have not been in the area, but I still pay attention.
For qualifying, what the Super Cup does is they qualify. There's 13 cars here today with the Cup Series. That showed up here at Midvale. That's a pretty good number. They have about 15 or so full-time drivers that tour with the series, and 13 of them showed up today of qualifying. What they do is once they qualify, the top six redraw for the top six positions, and Bob redrew first. So with that fast time, he is still going to be on the pole for tonight. The top six after qualifying was Bob Shack, Ben Ebling, Ron Langdon, Kevin Cromer, which that name sounds familiar to you guys. He's been on our show before. Jason Kitzmiller and Mike Kirkowski. After the pill draw, it is Bob Shack, Ron Langdon, Kevin Cromer, Mike Kirkowski, Ben Ebling, and Jason Kitzmiller. So a little shuffling there of the top six. But not too much. We will have, after that, from 7th through 13th, we'll have Larry Berg, Jan Murkowski, Bill Ashton, Lauren Butler, Brian Harris, Brent Nelson, and Samantha Rohrbaugh. Now, if a few of those names sound familiar, Christine, it's because, well, a few of them have been on the show. We've talked to Lauren Butler. She is also a late model driver at Jennerstown. We first met her there. Brent Nelson's been on the show. And Christina, does the name Samantha Rohrbaugh, does that sound familiar? It should.
Yeah, it does.
Her brother.
Yes. Yeah.
Her brother is Corey, who races,
yes,
I believe, full time in the NASCAR Truck Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe
so,
he is full time now. Yeah.
Yeah, Samantha is here with the team car. She is a full-time Super Cup Stock Car Series driver now. She's driving. Her brother is actually, you know, the team owner. I believe they have two or three cars here today. I'd have to pull it up real quick. But, yeah, the Roarballs, they bring a few cars and always competitive. So it's going to be a great day. It's a beautiful day here today, Christina. It's a great day for racing. Anybody listening, if you're in the area, you still have time to come out to the racetrack. They're doing intermission opening ceremonies here very soon, so you still have time to get out here. The gates are open. Adults, $12 to get in. That's not too bad, Christina, for a little small-town short track.
$12 is on the cheaper end of it. You know, it's time to take advantage of, you know, the sunshine, clear skies, fresh air. This is a time to be outside and, you know, living it up.
Yes, it is. I was sidetracked. We were trying to get the show started. Usually when I bring you on, I ask you how the weather is down there. Has it gotten any better today?
We haven't had no rain at all today. Actually, I'm pretty much like everywhere else in the world right now, where we have clear skies, a little, you know, breeze here and there, but it's warm, it's sunny, it's beautiful. You know, we were out and about earlier doing some stuff, so it was great to be, you know, in the warm sunshine.
Nice. Well, Christina, not only are we here at Midvale Speedway to catch the Super Cup Stock Car Series, but there is some other racing going on across the country, and there was some pretty good dirt racing action last night. In fact, we'll go ahead and switch gears a little bit, kind of do, I guess, a special Talking Dirty, because there was some pretty, pretty good racing last night between the All-Stars and the World of Outlaws. We'll start with the All-Stars. They were up in Michigan last night. And we saw, even at night, Christina, we saw a little sunshine there in Michigan at I-96 Speedway, huh? For the first time.
Yeah, they did. Yes, he finally found victory lane. I mean, I'm shocked it was as soon as it is, but, I mean, he's bad fast. That 7 car was really on it and turning it up, and that's exactly what they expect from him. So he took the victory at the Mace Thomas Classic at I-69. Oh, 96 Speedway. My bad. I have dyslexia. My numbers get confused every day. You know, at 96 Speedway. Man, this is why. Whew, and I was accounting major. Just remember that, folks. he started sixth on the book, but ended up winning that race last night, and he actually held off Ian Madsen and Justin Peck. Now, remember, when we were live on the show last night, we talked about Justin Peck, and he did take quite a bit of a spin, you know, during his heat race and everything else. So that was a rebound for them, being up there and being able to podium and come through with a podium finish, though, too. And, you know, so did it's crazy. Paula McMahon did really well too, but, you know, rising to the top, and I made fun of this considering I'm small as well, but that trophy was as big, if not bigger, than him last night. So Tyler Courtney finally finds victory lane with the All-Star Circuit of Champions.
Yes, and as you said, beating out the points leader as of last night. I have not gotten on
their website to see. Now, it's still as of 5:14, so it has not been updated yet. So as of prior to last night, Ian Madsen is still the points leader.
Also last night, the Hard Charger Award went to Cap Henry. He is a local Ohio sprint car driver. I think he runs quite a bit at Attica. I know that whenever the Outlaws and the All-Stars are at Attica or Wayne County, he tries to make the trip to wherever they go, and he races with them. He moved up 10 spots and got the Hard Charger Award last night up there at I-96 Speedway. So congratulations to Cap Henry on that. Now, tonight they are traveling a little south from Michigan to race the Dirt Oval at Route 66 in Illinois for tonight's action for the All-Stars. So it'll be neat to see. Maybe you think Tyler can make it two in a row, get his first two
wins,
we'll and make it two in a row. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if the sunshine is shining at the Dirt Oval at Route 66 Speedway tonight. But congratulations to Tyler Courtney on that win. I think maybe we helped him a little bit. We talked about him on the show last night, and then he goes out and gets the win. So maybe we gave him a little bit of good luck there, talking about him the way we were. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, ironically enough, though, if you recall when we did Thursday night shows, usually that's when Talking Dirty was, that was before it was what it is now. And sometimes the drivers I had on Thursday night, it was so crazy. I think we went for like a 2 month straight span where whoever came on Thursday night ended up winning wherever they raced Friday night. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And it's no joke.
Yeah.
It is no joke, folks, because it happened. I actually ended up going to victory lane. I don't know, so many times in like a 2 month span for various, you know, divisions. It wasn't even the same division usually. Some nights it was all three divisions that whoever was on ended up winning, which was crazy. I remember standing in victory lane with Matt Campbell. That's when he ran his own car, folks, and he was, you know, 358 driving. He looked at me in victory lane, and he even said it in front of everybody at Williams Grove Speedway that he was going to be on the show every week if that's all it took to win. And mind you, I believe he won like three in a row. You know, since after that, it was crazy how it happened. And then it was just like, it was chaos. But who knows? It could be a good luck charm just having us say something. I don't know. But usually, it was fun. But Tyler Courtney is a great driver, and I expect a lot of great things out of him in this coming year.
Yeah, definitely one of those up-and-coming drivers to keep in your spotlight. If you don't have a favorite driver, he might be one to watch. Could become your favorite sprint car driver. Racing full-time in the All-Star Series, but also you'll see him run with the World of Outlaws as well. In that car. So congrats to Tyler Courtney on that win last night. But they weren't the only ones racing. We had some World of Outlaw action. They are at Williams Grove Speedway this entire weekend. And last night, Christina, hate to say it. I know. It's gonna rub you wrong a little bit. But after last night, Outlaws are too – The Outlaws are 2-0. They got two wins over the PA Posse right now in Pennsylvania. Posse's got tonight to try and salvage not getting swept.
Yeah. Now, this will just be the first of, like, I think five times that we're going to be doing this Posse versus Outlaws showdown. So we'll see. We'll see who gets to take the Morgan Cup with them. But it honestly was a great race. It came down to the last corner of that race. So that's what's crazy. And, you know, Carson Macedo was like, I'm going to deny this man his 100th win. That's exactly what he did. So Jason Johnson racing the 41 car finds victory lane again. Lance DeWeese in the iconic. Now we can call this an iconic car. So the iconic 69K, which is owned by Don Kreitz Jr. That baby powder blue car was falling through and trying to do that. He closed the gap. He tried a slider. it just didn't you know, follow through. So he literally, Masuda won by 0.361 seconds, you know, over Lance Deweese. So, I mean, heck, you might as well take it as a real big win. That was his first win at Williams Grove Speedway, especially with World of Outlaws. And he beat, you know, Lance Deweese, who is always good at Williams Grove.
Yeah.
So.
Obviously. He's got 99 wins. So he definitely knows his way around that track. He probably, Christy, I'm going to guess he probably drives with his eyes closed. He probably knows every rut, nook, cranny of that track to get 99 wins there. But, yes, you're right. Mr. Macedo denies Lance Deweese his 100th win at Williams Grove Speedway. But he's got tonight to get that win. So we will see. Also, pretty big news coming tonight out of Williams Grove is Aaron Rutzel will be getting his 100th World of Outlaws start tonight coming at Williams Grove. I did not realize that. 100 starts with the World of Outlaws.
That's great. It's a start. It's what you lead up to. You want to be like the Donnie Schatz, the Lance Deweese's of the world. So we'll see if he can come and find victory lane tonight.
Yeah. Aaron Rutzel, we talk about him. He won the last 2 years of the All-Star Championship. So that's why when I saw that stat, I was like, man. You know, he's got two All-Star championships, but then tonight will be his 100th World of Outlaws start. But I guess when you race 40, 50 times a year, you know, 20 or 30 in your own series and maybe 15, 20 in another, I guess it wouldn't take long to get 100 starts. But congratulations to Aaron for that. He's got 3 World of Outlaw wins, 25 top fives, and 54 top tens with the World of Outlaws. So Aaron Rutzel is another one of those drivers that you keep your eye on because he could play spoiler. He has done it before when he was with the All-Stars full-time. He's played spoilers for them Outlaw guys before. So we'll definitely be watching to see who can win night 2 at Williams Grove Speedway tonight with the World of Outlaws. It's the Outlaws versus the PA Posse. Night 2 at Williams Grove Speedway. Christina, it's going to be a pretty good night. If the weather is there like it is here, definitely got to get out to the racetrack. It's going to be a beautiful night. This is perfect racing weather right now. Now, I like warm summer weather, but the way it is right now, mid-60s, close to 70, sun's kind of behind the clouds. This is perfect racing weather if you're here sitting in the stands.
I mean, anything is better than, you know, clouds and rain. So take the sunshine, get that vitamin C, get that in you. Let's go. I mean, if there's dirt in your beer, then you're doing it right, okay?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
For sure. So we'll keep an eye on the All-Stars as they run tonight in Illinois. We'll keep an eye on the World of Outlaws as they race night 2 at Williams Grove Speedway. And then we're also keeping an eye, obviously, as I said before, we are live here at Midvale, Ohio. And what I'm doing, Christina, I'm going to grab some of my stuff here. If you're manning the controls, I'll go ahead. If you want to mute me here in just a second, play a couple commercials, maybe play a song, and they're doing the national anthem now. So what we'll do is I'll get down from my truck here. I'll go walk the pits and see if we can get a couple Super Cup Stock Car Series drivers on the radio and see how they're going to do for the race tonight.
All right. Sounds like a plan. So I'm going to mute you now, and I'm going to go and kick some commercials, and we'll play a song in the middle here, and we'll be right back, folks. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop.
They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes in ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high-gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fastlane Sports Show.
Of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look
and feel their best during life's greatest moment. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
Kick the dust up.
All right, folks, we are back live, and I believe Pete's back.
Yes, we are back. We're down here in the pit. Our studios are set up at the top of the pit, but we have walked down to the bottom of the pit now. That sounds terrible. We're at the bottom of the pit. we are in the pit, and we are – I found Aaron Creed. We did a live a little bit ago on Facebook, and you are the PR director here for the Super Cup Stock Car Series. How has it been so far back here in Ohio at Midvale?
It's been pretty good. No one's broke or anything like that. And we had a few that unfortunately had to back out on us before the race day. But I have a solid field of competitors. And I think only 3/4 of a second separated first to last. So that's pretty close, especially from around 3rd to 13th. Bob and Ben are, Bob Schacht and Ben Ebling are kind of in a class of their own, it seems, so far. They've nailed the setup for sure this weekend. But, you know, it's not a two-lap race like qualifying was. It's two 50-lap races, and you have to be on it from green to checker.
Yeah, it's always exciting to see you guys come to Midvale. Is this just one of the smaller tracks you come to? It's only 0.3 miles.
Yeah, it's the smallest, and it's actually the longest tenured track. We've been, this is our 10th visit to Midvale Speedway. We've been coming here since 2011. So,
crazy.
Yeah, three of the drivers finishing the top five that night are here tonight. Kevin Cromer, Brent Nelson, and Brian Harrison.
Nice.
Now, this is the second stop so far on the tour for this year. Where do we go from here?
From here, we go to Shenandoah Speedway in 3 weeks, called the second running of the Benish Veterans Classic. And that race always gets a good turnout. Hopefully, the fans come out for that one as well. And we're doing a lot of promotion around that one. And then we have a dual weekend in mid-June. Friday, we go to UMI Motorsports Park. If you don't know what that is, well, it was formerly known as Central Pennsylvania Speedway, CNB Bank Raceway Park, 5/8 mile oval in Clearfield, Pennsylvania. They've been doing autocross racing for the last 5 years, but this will be the first oval race since I think we were there in 2015. So that's pretty exciting. That'll be a 75-lap race Friday night.
Wow.
And then we go to Jennerstown the next day for the first of three visits there in the summer for another 75-lap race.
Wow, that's amazing. Throwing it back to Midvale, kind of, in 2018, Bob Schacht set the track record for you guys there. He did it again today. He broke his own record today, laying down a 14.416 qualifying lap.
And then we have a six-car redraw for the best six drivers, and he redrew the pole. So
right.
I don't want to say it's over, because I want to say but it's going to be hard to beat, we'll just say. And the guy that just walked by us, I know we were on radio, technically, so you can't visualize it, but Ron Langdon is the most recent winner here that's been attended back in 2019. He'll be one of them that's going to be challenging. He qualified third faster.
And after the redraw, he'll start on the front row with Bob. So it's going to be fun to see that. Well, Aaron, I'm going to try and get around and get a couple more of these drivers before they get in their cars. We'll catch up with you in just a little bit.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Thank you. All right, everybody, that was Aaron Creed. He's been on the show since the very beginning. He is the PR director for the Super Cup Stock Car Series. I'm going to come down the pits here a little bit, see if we can't maybe get another driver. Looks like they were all maybe checking out some other stuff up on the track. Brent Nelson, I know you can't see it on the radio, but we got Brent Nelson. He's driving his car today. He's been on the show before. He's parked next to Jason Kitzmiller, Larry Bird down here. They're all together. Samantha Rohrbaugh is down here as well. So actually, Samantha is out. We'll see if we can't talk to her, get her on the show. All right, Christina, we are down here with Samantha Rohrbaugh. She is the driver of the number 7 car here today. Samantha, how's the car feel? qualifying wasn't the best.
Car's good. The guys at the shop put together a good piece. It just comes down to seat time, learning this track. I haven't been here before. Haven't been in a race car a whole lot. So seat time.
Yeah. How was it, though, getting out there for the first time here at Midvale?
First practice, it was a little sketch, but we got some laps down. My brother helped me out a lot, just trying to figure out how to get around here.
Yeah. Well, good luck today. I'm sure you'll finish a lot better than you started.
That's the plan.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That was Samantha Rohrbaugh. She is the driver of the number 7 here today. We will hopefully, maybe, we'll talk to her in Victory Lane. Who knows? Christina, I'm going to walk around here a little bit. Let's see. Lauren looks like she's next to the car. We'll see if we can talk to her real quick. I'll let you do a little chit-chat while I walk over there.
All right, folks. Well, while we wait and get some new drivers on the show, let's recap a little bit when it comes to NASCAR. The Xfinity Series was a Dover, and we saw Austin Cedric get the win, and our boy Josh Berry came up second, but $100,000 richer. So it was a good day for Junior Motorsports.
Nice. Lauren is getting some pictures right now. As soon as she is done, we will talk to her and see how she's doing.
Yeah.
Lauren, how you doing? We're live on air right now. So just want to talk to you. How's the car feel today?
So far, so good. A little bit tight, one and two, noisy, going down the track, but overall, it feels pretty competitive.
Now, you've been here to Midvale before, right? This isn't the first time.
It's not, a couple years.
How has the track changed with that new asphalt on the bottom?
It's definitely a little bit slipperier down there. New asphalt, new oil coming out, so we just have to be smart about it, but it does help it turn, which is awesome, so that's definitely a good thing.
So how has practice been so far? We see you qualified 10th for tonight. So are you excited to get out there for this first 50-lap feature?
I am. I've always kind of been like a crappy qualifier, but after looking at everybody's times, we've all been very, very close. Times are extremely close.
Yeah.
So I really think that short tracks like this is all about your driving and how you get into your car and how you take care of it and just be smart about everything. You know there's going to be wrecks. Going
to
be spins, and just how to avoid them and just to keep
them up and keep them about it. Now, you ran a lot at Jennerstown. We talked to you there before. This track is a lot smaller than Jennerstown. Do you like the short, tight track like Midvale, or do you like the long Jennerstown track?
I like tracks like Jennerstown. The big tracks are kind of my specialty.
Yeah.
Shorter tracks are definitely a lot of driving skill, lots of lots of talent.
Yeah. Now, you guys were at Dominion last weekend before. That was, okay, that was the first race of the season. How'd you guys do? Top five finish, wasn't it?
We did.
Yeah.
We did better than we did back in 2019. Our best there was 7th and 8th, and then we had a 5th and a 6th, so we finally broke into the top five. So improvement is always what we strive for. So
yeah.
You meet your goals every single time. It's definitely a challenge. Not, like, somewhere Jennerstown, we usually race every single weekend. So you get to learn the track. Back to back and learn to like back your hands. In fact, we probably won't see the track again until like a couple months. So
right.
It's constant challenges every single time. But I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, good luck today. We're pulling for you. We're pulling for all you guys.
And
maybe you all can win. Maybe you all come across the line together. But we'll talk to you in a little bit. Good luck. All right, Christina, that was Lauren Butler. We've had her on the show quite a few times. We first met her at Jennerstown Speedway, where she drives there. She's driven there for quite a few years, and then bought this Super Cup car and thought, you know what, let's go on the road. Let's travel with the Super Cup Stock Car Series, and she's been doing pretty good so far.
Well, you know, that's the brilliant part about it is it's like any other racing series. It's, you know, their scheduling's a little different, but hey, I commend anybody that can go out there and run any kind of thing with a wheel. You know, I did it one time and that was enough. So, I mean, I appreciate everything they do and I know what it's like, you know, to be in that low budget team. So I wish them all the best of luck.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I could do it. It definitely takes some talent to hop in these cars and get out here. But you know what? These guys, just like any other racing series, they race each other every year, and a lot of them know each other. And we're going to talk to another driver. If he wants to talk to us, I don't know. He might not want to talk to us. But we'll get in here and we'll talk to Mr. Kevin Cromer. Kevin, how you doing?
We're doing good.
Good. That's good. How's the car feel?
We'll be content.
Yeah.
We're not bad. Pretty good.
Well, you qualified pretty good. Qualified fourth. We drew third. So you're going to be starting on that second row.
Right. Bob's pretty quick. won't race at those times, I don't think.
Yeah.
So, but it's going to be a good competitive race. That the top 10 times are within 3 to 4 tenths of each other, so it's really, really close.
Right. We talked to Samantha. She's kind of on the opposite spectrum of you. This is her first time at Midvale. You've been here quite a few times.
Since the first time I came here, I think 2011, and I won that race.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't realize is 2011 I won in 2014. Those were 100 laps this year. They weren't twin 50. We were out there for 100 laps.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're back at twin 50.
Yeah, I bet. That little break in the middle there is probably pretty nice.
We're all quite a few years older now.
Right. Just a few years. So how, they put down that new asphalt in the bottom group of turns 1, 2, 3, and 4. So how is that asphalt doing?
The car cuts a whole lot better now with that new asphalt. The bumps are gone, but it's still Midvale, You still got to get gripping and go.
Yeah. We talked to Lauren just a little bit ago. She likes the longer swooping track like Jennerstown. What about you? What you probably like them all. You're just a race car driver. Yeah. You like this tight, short, little tracks like Midvale?
That's what I grew up racing on.
Yeah.
And the big tracks, they're just as technical as this one.
Yeah.
This is a technical track. You've got to hit these marks and turns just right, or you won't get off the corner very
well. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we'll talk to you again down at Victory Lane.
Hopefully.
All right. We'll see you around.
See you around.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Christina, that was Mr. Kevin Cromer. He's got high voltage, the black Toyota Camry here tonight, the number 77 car. He's got a couple cars. We had him on the show earlier this year. For those of you that don't know, he is a cancer survivor, and one of the logos on his car is Mission Racer. You guys need to go check that out. He is raising awareness for cures with, helping raise money for research for different types of cancer. So he's got Lehigh Valley Cancer Institute on his car as well. So definitely a great story with Kevin. Guys, check it out. Pretty great guy. He's been on the show quite a few times as well, Christina. So it's always fun to talk to Kevin. I'm going to walk around. We'll see if I can't find Brent. We've had Brent on the show before too. See if we can talk to Brent Nelson and get him off. If you want to play a quick commercial, I'm going to try and hustle around the pits as quick as I can.
Yes, sounds good. I'll mute you for now, and we'll go to a quick commercial break, folks. Let's hear from Barbasol. That's our primary sponsor for the show, so let's tune them up and see what good they have coming their way.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular lines till the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the field, the steering wheel, and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out...
All right, we are back live here at Midvale Speedway with the Super Cup Stock Car Series. They are back for their first time in 2021. Took a little break last year due to some health things with the league, but we are back, and we are with a past guest of the show, Mr. Brent Nelson. Brent, how is the car doing today?
Well, the car's doing pretty well. You know, we haven't run here for 2 years, and he's able to get back and get some seat time, and this is a new car here for us this year. And we're struggling with it. You know, if you look at the qualifying, you'll see that. But, you know, it'll race well.
Well, it doesn't matter. What do they say? It's not where you start, it's where you finish,
where you
right?
Where you got to finish. You got to be there at the end.
I talked to several drivers now, asking them about the new asphalt that they put down at the bottom of the corners. Do you notice any difference? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Is it slicker?
I love it, the way they've got it done. What I've learned that you can let the car roll in, I mean, stab the brake, and then let the car roll right through the corners.
Yeah.
A whole lot better than what the rumble strips and stuff was before.
So we talked about the car. You say the car is getting there. How's the driver doing?
Driver's still learning.
Still learning, huh?
But we're doing okay.
Well, that's good. Good luck for today.
All right.
And hopefully next time we talk to you, it's down at Victory Lane.
That'll be great.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that was Brent Nelson, driver of the number 80 car. Here with the Super Cup Stock Car Series. So, yeah, some of these drivers, I'm trying not to get too close to the drivers, but they're talking into the microphone here on my headphones. Samantha's got a pretty strong accent, too. Some of that southern, I believe they're from the Carolinas, but she's got one of them accents as well. Some of these drivers... coming from the South, only a couple, I believe, are from Ohio, maybe a couple from Pennsylvania. But, yeah, some of these drivers have some pretty good accents.
I enjoy it. It reminds me of being back home in the, you know, late model racing. So that's exactly what it sounds like, and it appeals to. So I enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm down here in Bob Shack pits now. Maybe we can get a word with
sure.
Mr. Bob. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show. We are live at Midvale Speedway, and we've got the pole winner of the race today with us. Bob, how's I'd ask how the car feels, but I'm pretty sure I already know.
Car's pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about it. We were, last time we raced here in 18, the car was pretty close to where it is today, so... I'm pretty happy with it right now.
Well, you set the track record then for the Super Cup Stock Series,
right.
And you broke it today.
Yep.
So that's gonna be encouraging.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we worked on it yesterday some, and then we worked on it some more today, and it's pretty good right now. So hopefully we can come out of here with a pair of wins like before. So
yeah. How's the new asphalt they put at the on the inside of the corner?
It's changed the track a little bit. You know, I mean, it's got more grip. But I like the bumps, you know. I mean, that gave the track some character, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. But, you know, it's hard for them to run through that deal because,
yeah.
You know, we can adjust shocks and build different shocks and run over that stuff. So. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, I'm glad they did it. It just, they got to change a few things, you know. But I think we're pretty good.
Well, that's good. You know, the Super Cup, after qualifying top six redraw,
yeah.
And you still redrew pole. So, what's on your side today, sounds like?
So.
Yeah. Well, how's the weather, like today's weather, how does that affect the car? Do you like it like this? Or?
Yeah. I think today's actually perfect racing weather, you know, in mid-70s, the sun ain't beating you up, you know. And it's good for the new asphalt that it doesn't get the sun beating on it and it starts drawing out the oil and stuff from it. So, you know, that'll help.
Yeah.
I mean, earlier today and a little bit yesterday afternoon, it was a little bit greasy,
yeah.
You know, because of the heat from these tires. And pull the oil up and stuff like that, but then there for qualifying and the clouds, you know, covered it up, and it was pretty good.
Now, once the sun starts going down, we get closer to that second 50-lap race. You think the track, you've been here multiple times with these guys, probably since 2011. When the sun starts to go down, does the track change a lot?
Well, you know, 2018 was the first time I was here, so it didn't for me. But now we got the new asphalt. I mean, I'm only guessing that once it cools down, I would imagine it would pick up grip.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, good luck today from the pole, and maybe we'll talk to you after victory lane.
We'll be there.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you. That was Bob Schatt. He is he's a multi-time winner in the Super Cup Stock Car Series. Definitely one of the old-school drivers. Knows how the car feels. Knows how to make the adjustment, and we'll see if he can keep up with the track throughout the night, along with these other drivers. So, Christina, that was a few drivers down here in the pits with the Super Cup Stock Car Series. I don't know if you have any dirt racing updates. Maybe we'll go walk around the pits here and see if we can find a few more drivers out and about and talk to them.
I can try my best to see what we got, and I can mute you until you're ready to come back on. You're getting a lot of exercise in today, so, I mean,
yeah.
Work tomorrow. You should just, work tomorrow is going to be interesting for you. So, let me mute you now, and I'll talk a little bit about some dirt racing updates that we may have. So, hold on one second. Wrong one. There we go. All right, folks. I haven't done this in a while, running the queue and everything myself. Whew, I'm usually just for the fun of it. So we have right now the World of Outlaws are also, getting ready for hot laps and qualifying, and we're going to see how this rolls out. And, Anthony Macri, who has been really good, and he's one of those, PA guys looking to really show up and put these Outlaws out of town, will go out first. So we're going to see exactly how well this does. And then Flight 2, the first car out for Flight 2 is going to be Kyle Larson. So it's going to be an interesting turn to see how the track fades or comes to these guys throwing hot laps and qualifying. You're definitely going to want to be fast. We're going to see if you want to be one of the first flights out or the last flights out. And obviously Lance DeWeese is in that second flight of drivers that will go out, and then last night's winner is actually going to be in the first flight of qualifying. So it's going to be a little bit of a shakeup from where it was last night and seeing how that gets, in care of and who's going to do what and everything else. And let's see if we can get any updates, see if we have anything from the All-Star Circuit of Champions. We'll see. So far, I don't really see anything crazy happening. We see a lot of folks piling in and getting in. It looks like there was a little bit of rain there earlier, but they are working the track at 66 now. The dirt oval, the track crew is hard at work. They're trying to get the track race ready. We're seeing drivers do pill draw. Pill draw started an hour ago, roughly there too. And seeing you want to pull good pills, just like the pull sitter did for today. Midvale race, so we'll see how that prevails for them as well. But I mean, that is those two for now, which is one of the the more side of things. And we see a little bit of not racing news is tonight is the night it will kick off the NHL playoffs. And an interesting way to shoot back and see who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year. A lot of upsets and crazy things have happened so far in that season. So we'll see how far that it keeps going and prevailing in there. But as we know, there is no World of Outlaw late model racing. And there is no more racing in general for that. But, Pete's back, and we'll bring him back on for another update prior to Truck Pit.
Christina, thank you for some of those updates. Am I here? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I didn't have my phone muted on my end. I'm back at the 357 Woodworks Noble Studios. today because we are live here at Midvale Speedway in Midvale, Ohio. I talked to, as you guys heard, I talked to a few drivers, some new drivers, some drivers we've had on the show, but they are getting suited up and getting ready to get in their cars to push out for the first of two 50-lap races here tonight. So I'm back at the truck. I'm going to have to plug in my phone because it is it's dying on me pretty quick with this heat. But we'll probably go ahead and wrap up this part of the show. I might set up a new one for later after all the racing to break down what went on. Definitely watch our Facebook and Twitter for live videos. We'll try and catch up with some drivers after Victory Lane, before the next 50-lap race, to see how the car handled the first of the first 50 laps. But Christina, definitely, it's very beautiful out. Great weather. If you're listening and you're close and you still want to come out, you still got time. The grandstands are still open. They're getting they're not completely full yet, Christina, but there's quite a few people here. So definitely a good night for racing.
Good. I like seeing full race tracks full of people, full of fun. And I mean, who doesn't like to see, you know, cars going at excess of 100 miles an hour? So that's the highlight of it. But I'm glad I could hop on for a minute and hang out. And I mean, I'll be on Twitter. I'll probably retweet some stuff I see. Maybe live tweet a little bit of what goes on at Williams Grove. We'll see what happens.
Sounds good. Yeah, just everybody just follow along with us on Facebook and Twitter. Like I said, I'm going to back my truck up a little bit closer so I can see the racetrack. Probably watch the first 50-lap race from up here as I charge my phone. And you can also, if you want to follow along at home, Christina, I'm sure you probably have this, but you can download the Race Monitor app on your phone. It's only $5, and that's for a full year. And you can follow any type of racing that's going on across the country. And you can also follow along with the Super Cup Stock Car Series as they race here at Midvale. Shows live timing and scoring, so that's pretty neat if you want to follow along that way. If not, then just stay tuned to our Facebook and Twitter. I'll be trying to post updates as I can, and we're in for a good night of racing. As you heard some of the drivers say, the weather's good. The track is perfect. The cars are set up. It's going to be a great night of racing. I can't wait.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be fun, but tune in, everyone, and enjoy. I will catch you guys later on afterwards.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this part of the show here on the Flicks and Sticks Radio Network. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. That way, when we do go live, you can get a notification that we are live. You can tune in. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find links to those handles as well as Christina's if you want to follow along with her dirt racing tweets. All of those handles are in the description of today's show and every show. So you can follow along with all of us throughout the week, even with different things that go on, news around racing and everything else. I meant to talk about some of the Fast Lane Sports Show stand. I guess we can do that real quick while we're still on air. There were some picks that have been submitted so far, Christina, for tomorrow's race. NASCAR is at Dover. It looks like there was a wreck in one of these local divisions that are out there right now, so they're kind of under a caution. So the Super Cup guys aren't going out just yet. But while we're still on air, Christina, there's been some picks for Dover. I know you gave yours last night. I gave mine. We got Jeremy's and Debbie. They gave theirs last night as well. But Matt Newsome messaged me this morning, and he's going to go with Hamlin for this weekend as well. Him and John both going with Hamlin at Dover. So there's a couple picks right there, a couple good picks. Of course, Debbie, she's going with Truex, and you're going with Young Money at Dover.
Yep. He's won at Dover, so folks.
Well, I'm sure you're pulling for another one. Ooh, that's not good. This car is missing his left rear tire. So he's on the hook getting brought back to the pit. So unfortunately, looks like his day might be done here at Midvale. But yeah, Young Money at Dover. I'm going with Tyler Reddick. I told you, I think we're going to have another new winner this weekend.
You never know. We might. We saw some crazy stuff in the Xfinity race, and I mean, it's all love and war and when it comes to racing. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Hopefully it's not as boring as today's race was. But, you know, that is dope. So it is what it is.
I don't know if I missed it. Did, who got the dash for cash today?
Josh Berry.
Oh,
finally.
Another JR Motorsports car, huh?
Oh, yeah. Junior Motorsports has swept the dash for cash as an organization, with Noah getting three and, you know, Josh Berry getting that one. He also finished second in the race. He came up a little short with winning the race, but, you know, he led laps. He looked good. He stayed up front all race long. So did Justin Allgaier, who actually finished behind him as well. So Junior Motorsports had a good day overall. I mean, it was very strategic racing for all four of the Junior Motorsports drivers today. They all did well. It just happens to be that Austin Cedric can't make a clean pass and, you know, rub Justin Allgaier a little harder than he needed to, which caused Justin to fall back a little bit. But needless to say, though, Josh Berry, $100,000 richer, and hopefully this is more sponsorships coming his way. He was spoken very highly of the guys in the booth, which were Brad Keselowski and Kurt Busch today. So both those guys were talking about Josh Berry quite a bit.
Nice. All right. Wow. Thank you for those updates, and thank you for taking an hour or so out of your time to join me today here on the radio. Also, thank you for manning the controls in the virtual studio. I know I threw that on you at the last minute, but I don't know. It wouldn't let me connect as host through my phone, and of course, my laptop wouldn't connect to my phone for internet, so I couldn't get that to work. So I was having all kinds of issues, but thank you for manning the controls today and helping me as we went live down in the pit here at Midvale.
It's no problem. That's, you know, that it happens quite a bit to one or both of us. I remember trying to do it from live, you know, woof, that was always a fun time trying to do it live from, you know, different racetracks, but no problem. I was actually home, so it worked out to everyone's advantage. And, you know, enjoy the racing, Pete. Get off the radio. Enjoy some racing. And I'll be sure to tune in. You know, I'll check in with you later on tonight. And, you know, everyone enjoy their night of racing.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Christina. Thank you to everybody who tuned in today. Yes, I'm going to get off here. I'm going to enjoy some racing for the rest of the night. Watch our Facebook and Twitter for more lives to come. We'll catch up with more drivers and Aaron just in a little bit. So thank you to everybody. Until we talk to you next time, see ya.